We are locked in. All right. And it is the GloucesterCast 191. We got a packed house.
Yay!
Packed house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Not our highest one. This is probably our fourth or fifth highest number of people in the room. We're getting it in. We have we'll go around and do introductions right off the bat. Go ahead.
Ken Real, Cape Ann Chamber.
Carrie McKenna, Cape Ann Chamber.
John Ramazzoni from
Massachusetts.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Paul Morrison, Dan Farber Cancer Institute.
Karen Pischke, Dreamtime Wellness.
Gina Lempassi from the Blackburn Challenge Committee.
Catherine Ryan.
Oh, you said your last name. Nice. Very nice.
And, Kim Smith.
And Kim Smith. And I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. We wanted to start out by giving props. This is Kim's idea, and I totally agree with her. Props to Chief Campanello in light of what's going on in the world right now. It's great to have such an active in the community police chief doing great things and making changes, right?
Yeah.
Even the way they handle Fiesta and everything.
Not just the chief, it goes all the way down, the entire Gloucester Police Department.
They're such a, a very present part of our community, very proactive, mm-hmm. and we're just very blessed to have a police department like that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. This morning, some of you guys got to witness the excitement as you came here. I was fishing, my daughter's birthday, she's 11, was yesterday. And she wanted a fishing pole because we were fishing a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
And did you see the stripers?
Yeah.
We got to see the stripers that were in front of the dock.
They were.
And we got cut short by, those big stripers were going right around. Would that have been a thrill?
Yeah.
That would have been a thrill. I would have loved to have seen her catch a fish. But I want to give props to the great people, Tina Greel, especially at Three Lantern Ship Supply, helped me pick out a rod and reel for her. They're really great.
That's fabulous.
Great customer service over there. And I wanted to mention this, that you can't just fish nowadays if you're an adult. You have to apply for a permit with the state. But they've made it super easy. Mm-hmm. And I put a link to where you can just apply online to get your fishing permit. It's $10. I think it's $11 with tax or whatever. Or I think it's a little service fee that they add on.
Over but 60, it's free.
Over 60 and under 15.
Gone for that stuff, isn't
and
it?
And I think under 15 as well. But anyway, I did it. Like, literally, I bought the rod, and I'm like, oh, damn, we got to make this legit. I'm not going to go fishing with my daughter and get arrested. That would suck. So literally, I just got online and did it. It takes 2 minutes. So people do that. Big, enormous Gloucester weekend. This is maybe the biggest Gloucester weekend of the entire year. There's a lot of big ones, but this one is definitely up there. We're going to start out with the chamber events. Ken, why don't you take it away?
Yeah, this is a big weekend for us. As we go into the height of the visitor season, this weekend is our first Gloucester Block Party, and we are thrilled to be partnering with the city this year and bring a great look and a lot of excitement and energy to the street. We've got some excellent performers lined up, street musicians, the restaurants are coming out again, so we'll have several restaurants that are opening up and will come out on the street. Carrie and the crew has just been working so hard on this and has done an incredible job to really line up what should be a great night.
It's a big task. Great time. Block Party is one of my favorites because you just get outside and you get to meet people. You know, you see people you haven't seen. A lot of talking down the street, and I love, and I hope the city encourages more al fresco dining because activity breeds activity. It's so fantastic.
You were one of the founding fathers.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey Van Ness, Peter Van Ness, Janice Lufkin Shea. Erica Hansen, was the founding five. I think we had, it was a great idea, and it just it's gotten bigger and bigger.
What restaurants are out there?
We've got Jalapenos will be out, Dog Bar will be out. They'll be doing their thing down in the back. Ohana and Short and Main.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, awesome.
I mean, passport's not going
to
do it?
No, I think it's going to do something to go. I don't think it's going to have tables out there, but I think he's going to do lobster rolls. I'm not 100% sure what he's doing, but he's going to have something to go, so he'll be in and out, just not fully out in the street.
Great.
We also have some food vendors that are going to be down on the east end. We've got Nana's Fried Dough, Marcouk Bread. There's a woman in town whose name is Mimi, and she's going to be starting a catering business, and she's going to be out there. She and her husband have been involved with different restaurants in New York City, and they've just sold those, and she's going to be on Main Street doing chicken and beef and eggplant skewers, which sounds very
that does sound interesting. Yeah.
And then Joe's Red Umbrella, he's the son of Joey, the hot dog guy down on Stacy Boulevard. He's coming. He's going to be doing brisket, chili, and Texas-style grilled cheese.
Ooh, I'm getting hungry.
I didn't know about this guy. he took his father's idea and he took it to the next level.
Another step up. And we've got the Wicked Barbecue guys are going to come and do a pig roast.
They're doing really well.
Yeah.
Is that the one that's down at Mac Bell's place?
Yes.
Across from where you go? Do you guys go there for lunch every once in a while?
He's actually brought some samples in. It's to die for.
He has some great
stuff.
Yeah. Anthony Catarano from Tano. Yeah. I was in there doing an interview with him. He pointed over to their thing and he says, "Have you had that yet?"
Yeah.
He goes, "You know, they were in the process of working on the restaurant." He goes, "You've got to go try it. It's fantastic barbecue." Mm. So big props to them.
Good
stuff. But there's not just that this weekend. Before this weekend, we're starting out with the Chamber's number one fundraiser, right?
We are, Joey. Thank you for that. That's our big auction. So we're going to be doing it again at Woodman's Essex Room. That's Thursday. It's 5 till 10 o'clock or so at night. We've got about $100,000 of items that we brought again to this. We have some fantastic paintings, as has been donated in the past. Ken Knowles, John Tarlac, Robert Groupie, mm-hmm. Marianne Weniger, mm-hmm. Carol Lacchiano.
You know what the problem is? When you get started, start trying to name people, it's inevitably you're going to forget someone. Right? Whatever. There's a bunch of great ones.
Tremendous artists. Lots of great trips. Some wonderful sporting events. It's really going to be a great evening.
You can get great deals, too.
Can you check them out online?
You absolutely can. Yeah. So check out the Chamber site, capebandchamber.com. There's a registration link. The auction book is online, so you can see everything there.
Nice.
So that is our big fundraiser of the year. That's Thursday evening. The night before, we're doing a networking business after hours auction preview, and that's 5 to 7. So if anybody wants to check out the items and join us for a little networking, that's a lot of fun as well.
Where is that one?
Same place. So it's the Essex Room at Woodman's.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay, because the viewing party, that makes sense.
Exactly.
You also have the Festival by the Sea, which is July 30th. August 6th, the Blues Festival. August 20th is the Waterfront Festival and the second block party. But for more information, www.capebandchamber.com.
You got it. It's all there.
Really simple, right?
Are you guys pretty busy right now?
We are in the throes of this summer.
I can't even imagine.
Season.
Yeah.
Yay! So Ken, how did it come to be that the Chamber took over the block party?
I would say that we've not really taken it over. We're partnered with the city on it. And it's really at the mayor's request that we're doing this. We're very pleased to be doing it. It's been a lot of work for us, especially as it's so close to our auction. You know, that the auction is our big fundraiser of the year. That is our, most of the work for any of our events goes into the auction. And so it's been a challenge for us, for Carrie and her team to pull both of those off right next to each other. But we're really happy to be doing it. It's going to be both of them are going to be great events.
I'm going to give props to Carrie and your team. And the reason I'm big time props was because I was involved in the beginning block parties, which our theory was to pass the muster for it to go into the block party recipe that we created was it had to be simple, fun, and free.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had couldn't choke, weren't charging the vendors, we weren't charging but our block parties were a lot less intense. There was a lot less going on. We didn't have paid entertainment. You know, and you have to pay these entertainers. You can't get away with into perpetuity having people play for you for free and really high quality street vendors participate for free. So to ask people for money is not outrageous. It's a good idea. It's just once you start asking them for money, now they feel like you are beholden to every whim of theirs, and maybe you aren't feeling that so much. But I'm going to talk for you. I know this you're not speaking this, but like I hope that everybody downtown appreciates the work that you're putting in, because I was involved with the block party for 3 years. Like the first year, you're the hero. The second year, oh, this is great, but I would do this a little different. The third year, we couldn't do anything right. And we were just all volunteers. And it just, you know, so really people, vendors, the downtown merchants, hopefully they are giving you guys your due for the time that you're putting in, because I know it's a tremendous effort.
They've definitely been very supportive.
Great.
Of us this
and
year.
You're looking for volunteers to help clean up too?
Sure. Absolutely, throw that in.
No, that's why it's like.
Shh.
Well, Ken and Carrie, thank you guys for coming by. We also we should mention the license plates are active. They're live.
So they'll be coming out by the end of the year.
Yay.
Right? You can't sign up now for new plates, but you can let the chamber know. We'll keep your name, and we'll let you know when the registry is taking applications for the next round.
Okay, good.
So as soon as the plates are available through the registry, then they'll take additional applications. It'll all be done online at the registry.
This is happening. All right. Yay. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Good weekend.
So as part of our huge Gloucester weekend thing, we also have the Blackburn Challenge, which Blackburn Challenge for me is one of those fun, because it's always one of the craziest weeks, so I'm always working, right? But Paul usually participates. How many years did you take off? One or two?
Just one, and technically I did take last year off, but I did win because I was 21 hours ahead of everybody. I did the race the day before. And then they had the worst weather the next day. Everybody crashed and burned on the Ennis, exiting the Ennis.
But are you going to have my favorite thing? So I watched the race vicariously through your GPS tracker, because you have the rubber duck tracker on the kayak, and periodically every 20 minutes or so I do the Google, I take a screenshot of your Google map that you put out with your progress, and I update the Paul Morrison Blackburn Challenge Google map.
Well, this year, the 30th running, the Blackburn is going to do something really special. And if you go to racejoy.com, you can check out the app. You can load the app on your phone, but most all, if not all, participants in the race are going to have a phone in their kayaks, in their boats, pinging out. Now, Rubber Duck is bib number 40, and you can go to the app and punch in bib number 40, and you can follow me. But Steve Finney from Blackburn is going to get in touch with me on Monday or Tuesday and tell me how all spectators can check out more than one participant.
Well, that was going to be my question, is there a desktop? Can you view that? Do you have to have the app to follow this, or is there a website that you can go to and follow the progress?
You're going to have to log into GMG and check out my post, hopefully on Tuesday, to figure that out, because right now I do not know.
It's in the works.
It's
It's going to be some kind of cool thing that we can watch, right? Okay.
At the least, you will
be able to follow
us. You're going to see 300 little blue dots wiggling their way around Cape Ann, and
so
that would be awesome. At the minimum, I'm going to figure out a way so you can at least see, you know, 5 or 6 dots.
Okay.
The rubber duck at the very end, and maybe John Karoff, who always wins my part of the race. I'm going to get his bib number. And we'll be right. The front and the back of the whole
thing. That'll be great.
And everybody, if you know where those two are, then you know where everybody else is in between those two dots.
So, Paul, if you can put that post together and just alert me on it. I'll make that a sticky and make sure you link to the Blackburn Challenge's homepage as well, in the post, so people can go there, because that's, to me, that's one of the I really love that.
I'll put in all the
no
details.
Pressure. No pressure.
I found you under the bridge.
Gina Lampasi's here. Gina is let's see, what do you call it? Legendary Gloucester rower. And okay, so this morning I was on Twitter and a reporter said to Serena Williams, how does it feel to be one of the most epic female athletes of all time? And she corrected him and says, you know, I would rather you say one of the most epic athletes of all time rather than, you know, have to
qualify it.
You know what I mean? So I was very, when I just, for Gina, I just said, you know, one of the epic rowers of all time. Because, how long have you been rowing, Gina?
I started training for the Statue of Liberty thing in probably about 1985.
Wow.
To go down with a bunch of people from Gloucester and from Hull to go down to compete for the 100th anniversary refurbish of the Statue of Liberty.
And what were you going to be rowing? What type of...
A French captain gig.
What's
we rowed
what is
down
that?
There.
Do we have anything like that in the harbor right now?
Well, because of a result of us doing that, we had the Siren Song built.
Yeah.
And, wow. Which is a Scilly Isle gig. It's a different gig. It's a little bit smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you guys started rowing, not dories?
No.
Did you ever row dories?
No, because women weren't rowing dories.
Oh, okay.
We weren't rowing dories, and then it's funny, Laurie Fleming and I, you know, we started rowing dories, and she said, do you want to row? And I said, geez, I don't know what it'd be like to row with two oars, because I was just used to rowing with one oar, you know?
Yeah.
So that's when we started rowing dories, and then it went to... you know, Joan and Frontiero and a bunch of us getting women together for same boats, and
awesome.
And it just sort of spiraled from there.
So now, how did you get involved with the Blackburn Challenge?
Well, because of the Siren Song, I was associated with the people that were the first presidents and organizers of it. So I didn't do the first one, but I've done 27 of them. This will be my 27th.
Wow.
I've done the second year. I missed 1 year because of continuing ed that I had to do for my business. And I missed another year after we had a freak thunder lightning storm, and we had to sort of buff up our viewpoints of all the athletes. So I had to go on to the breakwater. That was the first year. And it was the best year we ever had.
The weather
was perfect. All the records were broken. And I'm on the breakwater counting numbers and going, are you kidding me? And then I had to come back and paddle last year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But so, we made it last year. We finished.
That was a tough...
That was wild.
Let me tell you, we finished.
Not Paul Morrison didn't finish.
No.
He finished the day before because he wimped out.
And then the day after was flat.
I know.
It was wild.
See, I equate this to the New Year's Day polar plunge. No matter what the weather is, because they can't take it away from you. They did, but you wimp out, and then you're forever tagged that you didn't have the stones. You have the stones to do it when you have the freak 50-degree day, but you don't have the stones to do it when it's the 20-degree cold day. Yes or no?
In my defense, I would have to say, since I have done it, I did it the day before, all by myself. Well, actually, the blue duck caught up with me about three-quarters of the way around, but I was all alone with my little rubber duck all the way around Cape Ann, and compared to doing it with during the Blackburn Challenge with 300 other boats, it really sucks to do it by yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Because that's the whole part of the Blackburn is all in what makes this race really unique, because I'm doing it in a six-man Hawaiian outrigger canoe.
Oh, I like those.
And when I do outrigger canoe races, they're just six-man Hawaiian outrigger canoes. When you're in the Blackburn, and where people come from all over the country and other places, they are just blown away by all the kinds of boats. There's people going forward. There's people going backwards. There's people with rubber ducks. There's
people stand up paddleboarding.
There's Jimmy T every year in a Grand Banks dory doing it by himself. And I'll tell you, people look and go, I said, if you think doing this is hard, look at that. When you see somebody struggling, going backwards in a little rowboat, and it's just unique. We are the premier open ocean race on the East Coast.
Well, I'll tell you, during the coverage, I'm never down there, so I don't want to say it's me, but like you guys down there covering it and stuff, you see the vehicles, and you see the names, and people come down the dock to say hi because they've seen our coverage and stuff like that. They're from all over the place. This isn't just a local thing. This is people travel. They have this circled on their calendar, and it brings a ton of people, a ton of money into the city. You know, like a lot of these events that we have. But a lot of people come here. They're eating in our restaurants. They're staying in our hotels.
Oh, they love it. Yeah. We have I paddle sometimes with an outrigger team out of near Toronto, the Wainui, and they love it. They come here for about a week.
Yep.
They stay at Long Beach. They love being on the beach, and people come from all over, from New York.
It's fun to see, especially
in my sport. You know?
I go out on my kayak and spectate, and I love seeing all the different.
Donna, what would be the chances that you could finish that race? You think you could do it?
It would probably take me a lot longer than the 4 hours.
I trained Ed Collard to do that race.
That's right.
And it took about, I took him out for 6 weekends, took about 2 hours apiece, and Ed went all the way around.
How many cigarette breaks did he take during the
thing? I could probably finish, but it would take me a long time.
Hey, don't laugh. One year we took a whaleboat. We got it from Hull. When they delivered it, it had no footboards. We had these homemade oars that looked like paddles, and we all looked at it and went, what?
Are you kidding
me? We gotta row that around. And then one of the guys that rode with us, and I won't mention his name, comes to the dock after being out all night, still shit face. And on the way around on the back shore, we had to stop a motorboat to get him a beer. Like, hey, can you get us a beer? I mean, for all the different kinds of boats I've rode, and how I think it took us 5 hours that year.
I don't think I can get around the Rockport area. That's a tough.
I will admit that the second year I did it, when I took Ed around, Sue threw a shopping bag out to us at Halibut Point that had two ice cold beers in it.
The same boat used to put a keg of beer in, and they'd put a little barbecue and do hot dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
I gotta say, it was the tastiest beer I've ever had. And then we finished off, both Ed and I had soggy bagels floating around in our boat, and we didn't have any. Missed out on not having anything else in the boat, but we both ate our bagels as we were going around the breakwater.
Oh.
And those were the tastiest bagels.
Soggy bagels? Oh.
They were salty. Yeah.
My favorite part is the party at Pavilion Beach afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, do you do the massage thing when you're there?
I
the Reiki?
Help volunteer to organize them.
And that's how that all started, is because I am a massage therapist. And I used to live right at the bottom of Middle Street, back in probably 1993, I'd come in from rowing, and then I'd run across the street, I'd grab my table, and I'd bring my table down, and I just started massaging people myself. So then it started every single year. I'd come in from rowing, I'd grab my massage table, and then all of a sudden, it started that we'd get other people, and now we actually pay a massage therapist.
Wow.
And that's just a couple of points. We are a volunteer club, and we have had no break since last year's Blackburn. No break. 12 months of dealing with Coast Guard and making amends and improvements and everything over last year's nor'easter.
Yeah, that was rough.
And it was a lot of work, and we have people that just worked tireless on this to keep this going, because we weren't sure if the 30th was going to happen. And it is happening, and we've gotten great support, you know, police, Coast Guard, Harbor Master's Office. And we're always looking for volunteers, and local volunteers are what we really need, is that people that know this area, that know to deal with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got a great response on our Facebook page and everything for new volunteers, but we are volunteers. We're a nonprofit. For years, anything that we made for profit, we donated to something, a cause, right. Like whether it was the Perfect Storm organization, whether it's the Adventurer, whether it's Maritime Gloucester, yeah. The kids at the high school, building program, anything that had to do with things like that, we try to give our extra monies away.
Amazing.
And then it's
kind of like, she's talking about this struggle to get this thing to happen, you know. It's like everything. Like, you know what I mean? The first couple of years, it's grassroots and all the doors are wide open for you. And then all of
it,
then.
Joey.
Right?
We love it grassroots.
Right.
We have people Power Bar, all these people want to sponsor it. But it's going to change it.
It's going to change it. I'll tell you right now.
And we want it to be grassroots.
Just like the block parties. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the more stuff that, you know, you keep it simple. And then as soon as the insurance companies and there's any kind of threat of liability, then see the you have to understand, like, there's gonna eventually, when you get so big, the police, the fire, the Coast Guard, the onus, they don't want the fingers pointed at them if there's a mishap.
Last year it was so bad. I saw you on the
And road. You know what? We checked all the weather reports. There were no small craft advisories, anything. But what we have to do this year is Chad Johnson is going to take Suzanne around the Cape. That's what we're doing now, is doing a around the Cape thing.
Suzanne Sweeney's the president of the Cape Ann Club.
Yeah, and it's like, I said, well, if it's blowing northeast, you really only have to do one part of the Cape. Yeah.
Right.
South side.
But I think it was also the time.
Blowing southwest. Forget about the north side, it's pretty obvious.
Right. Well, to the layperson, they don't get
exactly.
That part.
But when the river was so rough, and we were on the river,
because it's
that
north.
That's
a north.
It was.
And
it's
low in southwest, the river's like.
I've never seen the river that rough.
No.
It just depends on which way the wind.
And here comes the harbor master. Boom.
If it was coming from the other way, it'd be like a duck pond on the river.
Oh yeah,
you know
boats
break
in half last year.
Wow. Dude. That's crazy.
Couple of slide and seat rowing shells because they ended up in the trough.
Yeah.
Wow. One wave. And then
you guys also said with the Fiesta coverage, I mean, it also starts playing the day after Fiesta stops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The committee meets. It starts right away.
Oh yeah. This has been no break at all for us, and I'm just praying for good weather.
It's a great event.
Props to the organizers.
I have two questions.
Yep.
What's the name of your Facebook page?
It's just a Cape Ann Rowing Club.
Cape Ann Rowing Club.
Yeah.
And also, what's
we
name?
Don't have a club and we don't have boats or anything. We're just Cape Ann Rowing.
That's the name of the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'll put this in the show notes.
And what is the name? You mentioned twice your business. Is that massage therapy? What's the name of your business?
Yes, it's just under my name, and I'm also a personal trainer at the Fitness Zone in Gloucester.
Oh,
yeah.
Great to know that.
Yeah.
Rolling. I see you.
And we're looking for a treasurer, if anybody is a good treasurer, because our treasurer has just been working so many years, and she needs to downsize. She wears so many hats in our organization that Donna needs to give up the checkbook and that. So if anybody listens to this and they want to join the Cape Ann Rowing Club committee, we're a great bunch of people to work with. We really all love working with each other.
Do you use QuickBooks?
Is that Donna Lind?
Yes, Donna Lind. I don't know what Donna would know all that, but she's ready to retire that job, and she likes to take the pictures and all of that, in which one of our biggest supporters, which I have to mention, was Fred Bowden in the early days.
And
the days of me when I first started rowing with the siren song. And he captured us in the early days, no one's business.
Yeah.
He loved it. He loved the Heritage Center. He loved all that stuff.
And we loved him.
I just had to mention him because he was a big part of all the early years when he was on East Main Street, all the early years of women rowing.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
He was also involved with the schooners and stuff like that. Yeah. The schooner festival, he was on the schooner festival committee. Very involved. Fred touched a lot of people.
And if you come down to Pavilion Beach, you can see all the boats at the end.
Yeah, that's really
see
fun.
All the boats, and then they've got Red Bones Barbecue.
Yep.
Orville Geddings Band, Ipswich Beer.
Yep.
For the rowers.
Yep.
And I love seeing how the people
really
are like
party.
Sitting there.
There you go, stop training, Donna, so you can party next year.
There you go, I like it. Karen, you're involved with the Reed's Ride. Quickly give us a Reed's Ride update.
Well, since we were last here, there was a Jean and Lorraine Sacco, Reed's parents, were on the Vice President Joe Biden's Moonshot Initiative panel in Boston, and they're working to find a cure for cancer. So that was really big, and the Reed's Ride is Sunday, the 17th. If people come out
a week
morning,
from today,
a week from today, and if people come out in the morning at Stage 4 Park, it's just this huge party and celebration, lots of different vendors. People can come and put tickets in for raffles, all kinds of prizes for raffles. They can stop by our wellness tent. They can have a brief session of Reiki or massage. By donation, all the donations go back to Reed's Ride. All the raffle donations go back to Reed's Ride.
It's really, I'm watching the bikers.
It's amazing. Yeah, I've seen the bikers come in, and they're all
like
so elated when
just
they
another,
come in.
One,
what time,
another
time
one of these ones.
Time to come in? Anytime? Sunday?
They start coming in, I would say, around 9.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be there setting up. They're probably like 7:30, but they really start coming in.
They come by Hester's Avenue.
It's 28 miles from Linfield High School, and then they end up at
Really?
Stage 4 Park.
No.
So what time do they leave? What time does it start?
7:30.
And they get there at 9? That quick?
Yeah. Wow. Some of the early riders.
They're going pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got some really good
riders.
Gina, did you say
that? Down Hesperus Avenue.
That's okay. Thank you for coming, Gina. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be posting this at 8 o'clock tonight. Look at you. You got your towel all wrapped up.
Oh, I know. I just got out of the water.
She's fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat.
We got Salem to Swampscott and back today.
Nice.
Yeah. And what have we been doing? Eating munchkins.
I don't know about you, but I've been shoveling bait and everything else. So.
It's part of my job to motivate you to do something.
Well, the Blackburn Challenge is why we bought kayaks.
Yeah.
The Blackburn Challenge is why Rick and I bought kayaks.
See?
The day after one of the Blackburn Challenges.
That's great.
Won.
Good luck in the race.
You motivated me.
Everybody come down.
All right.
Everybody
sounds
share them
good.
On. There's all spots all around Cape Ann.
Thank you.
Share the rowers and the paddlers.
I'll see you on the squam.
We got a link to it, so share it. When you see the podcast, just share it with your on the page or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
You got to take care, Gina.
Nice to see you.
Bye, Gina.
Nice to see you, too.
Kat Ryan, you want to talk about Cape Ann Reeds?
On Stage 4 on Sunday, the Abadi Amari, the Hammond Castle Medieval Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's also at Stage 4 Park. So you might have a lot of things going on.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, okay, why don't you explain it for the people?
Cape Ann Reeds, you go to capeannreedswix.com, and it's the 4 Cape Ann libraries, and they have a year of programming. They're partnering with the Chamber and the Backyard Growers and the Cape Ann Farmers Market, and you can go to capeannreedswix.com to see that. And for this week, they have two events. Backyard Growers is having a story hour on Wednesday, and Thursday, the Manchester and Essex libraries are having a special program. So if you go to capeannreeds.wix program page, you'll see that. And at the same time, the big ultimate part of it is to bring attention to children's books, authors and illustrators. And there's going to be a competition where people can submit their story idea. And there are many people that have an idea that are doing their writing and their visuals. But there's also people that are looking for writers that are looking for artists and artists that are looking for writers.
Yeah.
So a writers group has been set up through Sawyer Free that's being run by Amanda through the Gloucester Writers Center. And they're getting help with getting their text ready. And then in the meantime, a couple people have requested an outreach for visual artists.
So if you want to collaborate...
Is this for young people or is this for anyone?
All ages.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I was under the impression it was for young people.
No, it's all ages. So yeah. You will be, you know, someone from elementary school will be competing against people who are professional author illustrators. But we are looking for some artists. So if you're interested in helping out someone collaborate on a book, please contact...
Do they have a press release for this?
Yeah, it's on the website.
Have you posted it yet?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look for it and I'll link to it in the show notes.
And I'll put it again, but it's ongoing. So all year there's free programs all through town, all through all four towns, and it's really fun. But in the back of it, I want to start putting up the push for some artists who may want to hook up with a writer.
What is the name of that particular program out of the Cape Ann Reads thing?
Cape Ann Reads. That's it,
Cape Ann Reads. So Cape Ann Reads, the whole thing is to get people that are writers and artists together?
The initiative is to focus on the children's picture book. And that literacy is whole, that's and the reading whole is the whole thing. And at the end of the year, the people can submit an entry for an original book idea in November. There'll be a judging panel in January, and one book will be published next year.
In that year,
that person can continue working on their whole book. You don't have to have the whole book ready.
That's a great idea.
The publisher, well, it's going to be through the Cape Ann Reads, through the libraries.
No, but so who is publishing the book? Twin Lights? Who is the actual publisher?
No, we're going to be working with and paying someone to publish it.
So they don't have it selected yet, though?
No, we don't have that selected yet.
Okay. That's awesome.
It's a great jury panel.
Are you still looking for writers?
There's no
clothes.
It can be as big.
It's open.
Anybody can submit.
Yeah.
Very cool, Donna. You got a very cool picture right there. Like,
yes.
It's like a collage of your grandchildren.
It's a collage from last weekend, of all the things we did, and I made like a collage as I'm displaying it right now, like a teacher would.
It has probably eight different images in a collage, so people can understand what you're holding up.
From the fireworks to the beach to the water shuttle. To us walking, to the little devil face of my little Avery, that her t-shirt says, I solemnly swear I'm up to no good. That's what the t-shirt says. But what you can do with this, and the kids love this, I am going to send this photo to Premier Imprints, and they make a puzzle. And the kids...
It's a nice gift.
It's a great... She has puzzles down there, the man of the wheel and all that kind of stuff.
But this is more personalized.
This is very personalized, and your grandchildren, all your children,
would just
think it's a fabulous idea. And
that's awesome.
You know, and doing a collage is not that hard.
Do you know how much the puzzles are?
I don't know. Okay. They're not that expensive to buy, but she does it for you. Because I bought the kids the man of the wheel puzzle. And I just think this is a nice little memory thing for the kids. And because I love my BB so much.
So do they have it on their website or do you have to go there?
No, you can go right on their website.
PremierImprints.com?
PremierImprints.com.
All right, I'll add that in.
And there's a whole... I'm one of her biggest fans down there. She does everything. They put tie clocks. You could do something like this on a book or on, you know, like a trivet type of thing. But I think it's a good thing. Also...
The Magnolia Art Show and Sale.
Next weekend, down at the Magnolia Library on Lexington Ave, not the Blumenhaus.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blumen Schoolhouse. The library, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's very well attended, and it's a lot of fun. It's fun. Mm. It's all about having a good time.
It's a beautiful library, isn't it?
Yeah, they're coming along. Yeah. They're coming along, and that's where we do the Magnolia Farm.
It's more community center than library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to have, and then we have the Magnolia Farmers Market tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to add...
Do we say the date of the
July 15th, 16th.
Which is next weekend, where there's really not much else going on in town.
No.
Hardly.
I mean, it's like nothing's happening. But I also wanted to do a quick little PS. You know Rusty and Ingrid?
Yeah, yeah.
They are selling their prints to L.L. Bean.
Yeah, I know. I saw the girl at the farmer's market.
And she's
going to
send me a little press release, and I just think...
I was at the farmer's market. I just missed you the other day.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, I saw the print. It's of a unfortunately, it says, and I understand why, but L.L. Bean commissioned this print, and it says Maine at the bottom, and it's a block print of Maine lobster boat. It's there's like a navy blue, a light blue, and red, I think, are the colors that are in this particular print. And I'm a huge fan of this. I'm trying to buy a house right now. If it all works out for me, it's going to be really great because I'm all about Rusty and Ingrid.
Yes.
Cape Ann G. Clay, the one where they have of the different areas of the neighborhood that. One. And this is Gloucester, Rocky Neck, Anisquam, all the different words going in different directions. Yeah. That one and that's Joe great. Fish, the Giac, how do you say that? Giacco, the fish imprints? What is that? G U Y O T K I or something like that. You don't know that?
How to pronounce it?
The Japanese stuff.
Yeah, how do you spell it then? You're the big art person. No pressure.
Pressure.
Jesus.
Pressure.
Kat, what do we got you here for?
Pressure.
Anyway, Joe Fisher, one of my favorite.
But I mean, I think the local, a local couple.
They're killing it.
Two little kids, Willa and Lef.
They're building their businesses. They just keep getting bigger and bigger.
So hot, and they never miss an opportunity to join an art show or whatever.
Yeah.
They are at the Farmers Market, Magnolia, and KPM.
Yep. They go into Boston. I see them at the one on the Greenway. I run into them in the strangest places.
South End.
Yeah.
And
Todd's Farm.
Are they at Todd's Farm?
Yeah, I saw them at.
I still have not been to Todd's Farm, and it's on my bucket list.
But I think for someone, when you look at this couple who is making a living being artists.
And
they work really hard, and I was thrilled for them.
They have really good. So I asked her what their number one prints were. And she gave me, Ingrid, Ingrid I was speaking with, and she said, in Boston, anything with Fenway sells.
Yeah.
And also the swan boats, I think she said. And then Gloucester, the beaches, Good Harbor is a big
in
site.
The Magnolia Pier.
The Magnolia
Pier. Gyotaku?
Can you just spell it?
G-Y-O-T-A-K. Gyotaku.
Can you spell it for me, please?
Yeah, she
did. Oh, because you were in Japan.
Oh, my God. Can someone spell it for me, please?
G-Y-O-T-A-K-U.
T-A-K-U. Okay, great.
Gyotaku.
Speaking of Japanese, there's Pokemon.
That's a good segue.
See, I'm trying. They're like begging you people just to play with me. Play with me.
Good segue.
just play with it.
Okay,
Joey's let's talk about the big sensation.
Joey's going to turn it over to Paul Morrison, and I'm going to talk about for only 20 seconds for Pokemon because I joined Pokemon Go at around 8:30 this morning after I went out fishing, and then I went out and caught a Squirtle who was in my tomato plants. Other than that, I don't know.
In real life.
I was walking in my backyard, and there was a little Squirtle walking in my tomatoes. It was live. I'm looking at my phone. There are my tomato plants, and the little Squirtle was running around. And I took a Pokemon ball and threw it at him, and it opened up, and it grabbed the Squirtle, and now I've got it. 100 points for me. Other than that, I have no idea what I'm doing. On Facebook, Martin Del Vecchio.
It's a huge thing right now. Everybody's laughing.
Yeah, but
social media is taking off with this Pokemon thing.
But you have still haven't explained.
You need to explain it so people aren't like bewildered. What is the phenomenon? Where did you find out about it? Let's start there.
Martin Del Vecchio posted yesterday on Facebook that there's a new computer injury for computer nerd kids in that they're waking up in the middle of the night with sore legs because instead of sitting in front of their computers, they're running around their neighborhoods catching Squirtles and other things. You have, other than that, I have no idea what... except that Eastern Point right here is infested with all sorts of things, and that's why as soon as I sign off right here, I'm going to run outside and catch a couple, because there's a bird right down here at the playground that I need to catch.
I feel like I'm listening to another language.
go to Pokemon Go. I'm willing to bet that 3 weeks from now, you and your Nana and the kids are going to be running around catching Squirtles in the playground. and kids are no longer
So everybody's laughing, right? But right now, so here's the thing. On social media, for the last only like a couple days, you can't scroll through like a Twitter feed without seeing some reference to Pokemon Go.
Right.
So it's true. Yesterday, Kate, my beautiful Kate, has her phone up and she's doing a search for Pokemon, and I'm like, something for her son maybe, but like, so I know that this is a thing, and people are talking about it.
Because Pokemon have been around for a long time.
Oh yeah, it was like a big, was it 80s or 90s Pokemon?
No, 90s I think.
It never goes away.
Yeah. My kids went to the Pokemon cards. So anyway, there's a phenomenon, and Paul Morrison, you're in. You're all in. You've pushed your chips in on the Pokemon phenomenon.
If you're in Gloucester this afternoon, you'll probably, and you're using Pokemon Go, you will probably see an avatar running around called Rubber Duck with a Q on the end, because amazingly, this thing is so hot that when I punched in Rubber Duck, D-U-C-K, it had already been taken, so I had to replace the CK with Q. So I'm Rubber Duck, D-U-Q.
And I am so excited
to
for
a
this.
Little Pikachu with Rubber Duck with little ears.
Kim, was it last night you went to the opening of The Last Schwartz?
Oh yes.
Actually, it wasn't an opening. It was
a preview.
Preview for a press.
Right. Well, no. What preview means is that. The director can keep on giving directions through last night. So he could, in a play, he can actually stop a play when you're sitting there. But that didn't happen. The cast had their lines down. It had everything perfectly. I would say that the Gloucester stage has hit a home run. It was funny, poignant, just a nonstop action and fabulous acting, beautiful story. It was just it's a great play. Go see. So anyway, so today is the press opening at 2, and then it opens this week. So
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So that must, you're saying home run.
Home run.
You're very enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'm very. It's a great play.
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And tell me all about the.
One more thing I want to add to that. So I saw Bob Walsh, the artistic director there, and they would love to come and do a podcast with us about the show.
You don't have to run that by me, right?
And one of the actresses, you'll love her because she was in Out of Sterno. She was that really beautiful, sexy, fun one.
Oh, the one with that wearing the cheetah print.
Yes.
She was hilarious.
Oh, where do you see this costume?
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Oh well, we're all in. Definitely. Yeah. That is awesome. All right, so we got that going.
Yeah.
Tell me about the KBA Museum opening.
Well, Catherine was there as well, and it was just it wasn't an opening. It was one of the lectures for an ongoing exhibit that they're having. The drawings of Phillips and Halloran, who were architects on Cape Ann from about 1896, I think, to their early 60s. And they designed many, many, many of the iconic buildings that you see around here.
I saw someone put it on. Who put it on the blog? Was it you or was it you? You put it on the blog?
Yeah.
They were great pictures. Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Like, for example, the Twin Lights Garage, which is now the Gloucester Stage Company. They have hotels. They also they did Our Lady of Good Voyage church. I mean, they are.
What years were they very active?
From 1896, I believe, to 1960.
Very cool.
But the lecture was actually the two of the leading women architects in our area.
They were women.
Yeah.
Back in the
1800s. No.
The lecture was given by them.
The lecture was the woman who designed the Shaylin Lu. She was a woman architect.
That's awesome.
And then also that our Gloucester Temple as well. So it was Marianne Thompson and Deborah Epstein. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And they did a fantastic lecture. It was very, very interesting to hear them talk about what it was like working in a community with older with pre-existing neighborhoods and buildings. It was fascinating. They really did an excellent job.
All right. This is how we close our shows now.
Okay.
The Wing and Creature Update with Kim Smith.
Wing and Creature Update. The plovers are doing beautifully, despite, all the wonderful...
The bad dog owners.
but there's so much wonderful activity that goes on in Good Harbor Beach, and despite that, they're just, going on. What happened this...
No hatching yet,
but it must be very close. Because
yeah.
I have records from the very first... time that they, so I'm counting the days.
and
so it's going to be exciting because you have a record of when they first came, yes, or the sightings, yes, were to now, so we'll really have a timeline.
Timeline, exactly.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened this week was a few dogs on the beach again, one of the mornings that I was there, and then but the a big problem is people eating on the beach and then discarding of their bones, burying it, because then that they if they even bother to bury it, because then that brings the gulls and the crows, and the gulls and the crows eat the eggs. So one thing that I captured on film that was really exciting was the plovers do this broken wing trick. The piping plovers, as well as killdares, do it as well, another type of plover, where they'll, so the crows are near their nest, and then the plover pretends that its wing is broken, and it drags its wing along in the sand, and that makes, and that's very exciting to another, a big, bigger bird, because then they'll come and try to come and eat it.
And it flies away, gets away, and it takes them away from where the eggs are.
Right.
Brilliant. Yeah, see, nature is nice.
They did. That's so, what they were almost doing.
So I filmed that. I caught the broken wing thing on film. So
I mean, how intelligent they are to know to do that.
Yes.
Right?
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. You know what I've been seeing?
I want to give you props. Hey, Donna, I didn't give you props yet. Your annual glossy ibis photo at Clark's Pond, is it?
So,
did you look? Okay, so now did you look? Go back and look at the date of your previous years. Is it the same?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay, but did you go back and look at the date?
It was about the same time.
Okay.
Beginning of July.
How long do they stick around?
I don't see them that long.
So they're transient.
Yeah. And I see them at Clark Pond though. That's where they love to be. Is at Clark Pond.
Ah.
Oh, low tide. It has to be low tide. Yeah. At Clark Pond. Remember, Clark Pond is tidal.
Oh, okay.
And they have to be at low tide.
So they're saltwater things? They're not freshwater things?
No, Clark Pond is a saltwater pond.
It's a saltwater pond. It's brackish.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not brackish now because they actually opened it up.
So there's no, there is fresh water that comes into it.
No, only salt now only from salt. Black Beach and White Beach, right, over
Winchester.
Yeah,
but it's probably an estuary that some...
But they opened it all up now.
Right.
Right, but some fresh water.
Yeah.
But so, hey, Joe, everybody, props. This is the man that salvaged and made my Weber, my classic. That's Joey Shalino.
I come to pick up my grill and you're cooking on it?
you know what? I got a rack of ribs for you, though. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, all right. That's Joey
Shalino.
Hey, we've
been seeing a lot of fox in our yard.
Oh,
little ones.
Oh, great. That's
two, three of them every morning just kind of going by.
Fox are in decline. A red and gray fox.
Well, these are gray.
Yeah. And you know what? Gray fox are even, they're a little bit rare around here. They're more they're more of a southern species because they have shorter legs than red fox. So they can't deal with deep
They
snow.
Nest on Old Salem Path in the rocks.
Wow.
That's where their dens are.
That's very exciting.
It is very, and we see them. And it's not just one, it's a couple of
it's
them.
A
that
kind family.
Of, they go right by my, you know.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's super exciting.
But you can't get a picture because I'm like, Frick, look! And he looks at me and he wants.
And it's
All right. Karen Pischke, what do you got to say?
I just got a text from Gina. She said she wants to give a shout out to Mac Bell. He's kind enough to let them use the property every year for the Blackburn Challenge.
Oh, that's very nice. All right. Props to Mac.
Choices.
All right, everybody. Thanks for showing up. Gloucestercast 191 is in the books. Yeah. Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Is it off?
Either way.
Yeah.
Right off?
Yeah.
Nice.